Good morning, Greenville. You are tuned into the Saturday Splash here on 94.5 WGTK The Answer. My name is Maddie.
And I'm Lynn.
And we are here from the Greenville County Soil and Water Conservation District to bring you your weekly splash of environmental education, conservation conversations, and all things outdoors.
And speaking of outdoors, what's outdoors today, Maddie?
A good breeze. It's starting to feel like fall. I mean, we're still in summer. Summer doesn't end until the end of September, but I'm kind of starting to feel it. I'm starting to kind of getting excited. So we're going to be talking all about fall today, how you can start planting your fall garden, native species and invasive species. We'll talk about what to do with your yard trimmings. But first, real quick, today we are out at Wagon at the Water Park, or we will be later on this morning anyway. And that is where the water parks close, Discovery Island today. And there's one in a few weeks on September 24th at Otter Creek, where the water parks close, and you can bring your pup in before they close the parks.
Yay, dogs!
So, I know, so we'll be out there this morning talking about dogs and letting our dogs swim. So if you're interested in that, check out greenvillerec.com. There's separate times for big dogs and small dogs, and you can register before or during the event.
Well, I think it's probably too late now for early registration. So registration, if you want to come today, it's $22. And small dogs, large dogs, 25 pounds and up. That's session one. So it's 9 to 10:30. And let's see. Oh.
Small dogs under 25 pounds and seniors starts at 12:30. So if you're hearing this and you're coming out later, come say hi. Come visit us at our booth. We did a whole episode on pet waste a couple of weeks ago. So if you are a dog owner and you love your environment, we encourage you to go back and listen to that. But enough about dogs. We're talking about fall today. So let's talk about yard waste. So we call yard waste anything that comes from your yard. So like grass, leaves, trees, et cetera, you know.
Well, fallen trees.
Yard waste.
Not live trees. Those wouldn't be yard waste.
Branches, things like that.
So what should I do with my yard waste? So let's see. I'm going to mow my lawn, which would never happen because I don't actually mow the lawn. Someone else does. But just let's say I was going to mow my lawn. Then there's all sorts of grass clippings. I should just go ahead and blow those out in the street, right?
Wrong. Grass cycling, girl. Get it together.
What is grass cycling?
Grass is awesome because it's like 80% water. So instead of throwing your grass away, the best thing to do with it is just let it sit on your lawn. Because you know what? Then those grass trimmings are watering your lawn for you.
And not only that, I'm lazy. So that would be super awesome. Now I don't have to do anything with them.
That's even better.
Love it.
All right. So, Lynn, what do you do? We're just assuming that you do lots of yard work here. What do you do with your leaves? So the leaves are falling. What the heck do you do with them?
Well, I am guessing that the thing that I do with them is probably not to take my blower and blow them out in the street with my grass, right?
Bing. Bingo. Yeah, we see that all the time. People take their blowers and then blow their leaves right down into the storm drain. You may recall that storm drains here in Greenville go directly into our local waterways. So all of our rivers. So when your yard waste gets down there, first of all, if your neighborhood is like my neighborhood, all of our storm drains are clogged because people put their waste down there and it floods all the time because there's nowhere for the water to go.
That's what happens in our neighborhood too, because my neighbor, I saw him blowing stuff out into the street, and I said, "No, that's going down the storm drain." So we went over, we had a conversation, and they just didn't know because my neighbor said, "Alan," he said, "Well," he goes, "doesn't this water get? Doesn't this go to the water treatment plant?"
Nope.
No, storm drains right into rivers, lakes, and streams.
Right to the river. And then what happens is all of that yard waste, let's say it doesn't clog the municipal separate sewer system, for those of you engineers out there.
Wow.
But this is how the water makes its way to the river. Anyway, when you've got all of that yard waste down there, so it's a living organism where it once was. So it's made up of nutrients like nitrogen and phosphorus. It's got some water in there. So it gets into the water and it basically breaks down and it releases all those nutrients. You know who love nutrients?
I bet it's algae.
Algae indeed. So when you have lots and lots of nutrients from lots and lots of yard waste, you get lots and lots of algae growing. That's called an algae bloom, also called eutrophication, where you just get lots of algae in the water. So I don't know about you guys, but I hate going to the lake and there's a big mat of algae and then I have to step in it and it's really gross and it wraps around my ankle and I feel like I'm being pulled underneath.
And for those of you who are loyal listeners, I know that's every single person out there. We talked about this down in Florida with the blue-green algae bloom.
That's right. Yeah. So all this algae grows, and not all algae, but some algae can actually be toxic to humans and to wildlife. It can make the water taste funny. It can make the water smell funny. And then you have to go through all this effort of cleaning it so that you can drink it.
And and so nutrients in the waterway, trouble.
Yeah, so all this algae too, as it dies, because all living things die, rest in peace, algae, it dies and it decomposes in the water, and that decomposition reaction uses oxygen. So decomposing algae is actually using up oxygen from the water, which means our aquatic friends like fish, and we talked about macroinvertebrates a few weeks ago, anything that's living in the water, it needs oxygen from the water. And when there is no oxygen, guess what? There are no aquatic life.
So you're telling me that when the algae dies, it sucks all the oxygen right out of the water?
Essentially. Slightly more scientific than that.
Oh, come on. But,
yes.
Science.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it also, you get these big mats of algae growing. Ew. And then that blocks sunlight. So aquatic plants that are supposed to be photosynthesizing with the sun, they are not able to do so because guess what? They can't see the sun. There's no sunlight penetrating through these big mats of algae.
Poor plants.
It's pretty gross. So what can you do about it?
Well, you can keep your yard waste out of the storm drains.
Yeah.
And keep them out of rivers, keep yard waste out of rivers, lakes, and streams. So how should you dispose of your yard waste then?
Composting. Ooh. Mulching. If you're a real DIY, maybe you have a compost pile. We talked last week about how to start your own compost pile, which now is the time to do it in the
yes,
fall.
Yes, it is.
Anyway, so you can compost or mulch your yard waste. You can also take it down. Twin Chimneys will take your yard waste and they will give you free mulch. That's the landfill down in the south end of the county. So, free mulch there.
And the fall is the time to mulch your garden. So how about that?
Yeah, it keeps a lot of the moisture in the soil, so you don't have to water it as often. And it keeps the plants there a little bit warmer, too.
So my story is about my neighbor, and this was winter time, and he wanted to make sure that the storm drain wasn't clogged up, and it wasn't yard waste, but I couldn't figure out what the child was doing. It was snowing. It was last winter when we had several inches of snow, and I looked out, and there's a child out there, maybe 10, 11 years old or so, messing around with the storm drain. I said, what the heck is going on? And I found out that Dad sent the child out there with a chisel to chisel the ice out of the storm drain, because aww, Dad knew that if the storm drain was clogged up, then the water wasn't going to be able to drain into the lake. And so he wanted to make sure it didn't get clogged. So same goes
kid.
With, I know, thanks neighbor kid. So same goes with yard waste. When the yard waste flows down into that storm drain, eventually it's going to get clogged up. And then when we have heavy rains, that water is going to back up, could be into your house.
Yeah,
and that's bad.
Lots of floods. So what can you do aside from your DIY? If you're not into composting or mulching, that's totally fine too. You can keep it. And it all depends on your municipality and your trash pickup. So you'll have to call them and figure out what they want you to do. Some places want you to put it in a bag on the curb. Other places just want you to pile it on the curb. It really depends where you live. But the whole point there is to put it out to the curb, whether it's in a bag or loose, as close to the pickup date as possible. So let's say your yard waste gets picked up every other Tuesday. Well, you want to maybe do yard work that Saturday or Sunday right before the pickup, not 2 weeks before for it to just sit out and wait for the rain. And if you know there's going to be a big rain event, avoid putting it out before the rain.
Yeah, I know, like the city of Greenville has one of those giant machines that sucks up yard waste off the curb.
Just sucks them right up.
But yeah, if you put that out and you get it all ready to go and then it rains, there it goes right into the storm drain.
Goodbye.
Yeah, we don't like it.
But not goodbye from us. We will be back after this. You are listening to Saturday Splash here on 94.5 WGTK, The Answer.
WGTK, The Answer.